You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Reginald Hardwick and for Corral Vega. These are cautious times for many Michigan farmers after two rounds of retaliatory tariffs by China. In response, the Trump administration this week announced an estimated $12 billion in aid to farmers affected by the tariff wars. The president also says the European Union has agreed to buy a lot of soybeans, but the specifics of the deal have not yet been ironed out. We wanted to learn more about the effect of the tariffs and aid here in Michigan. Joining us now, Dr. Jim Hilker, professor at Michigan State University's Department of Agricultural, Food, and Resource Economics. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What are the primary crops affected by the tariffs?
Most of our crops are being affected some way or another. Corn and beans are the ones you see mostly in the news. Soybeans being probably the biggest. China imports 62% of our exports of soybeans. Hogs is another one that will be affected in Michigan. Michigan's a little bit unique from some states in that we have more fruits and vegetables and that types of things than most states. And how they'll be affected is a little bit different than the large commodities.
Let's focus on soybeans. According to the state, Michigan produced 104 million bushels of soybeans in 2016, a value of $983 million. If China doesn't buy its soybeans from the U.S., where will they get them from?
Brazil and Argentina produce more soybeans in total most years than the United States does. This happened a few years ago. Corn and soybeans are storable. Okay, so as soon as the market knows that we may not export as more, it's affected the prices today. My guess is prices are 75 cents to a dollar lower, at least 50 cents lower due to the perceived effects of the tariffs might happen. And to put that in perspective, that was, say, from $9, now they're about $8.
Dr. Hilker, even if this so-called trade war is short, is there a chance China could continue buying soybeans from other countries other than the U.S. permanently?
When you become what I'm going to call an unreliable supplier, now the farmers say we're not the ones that put on the tariff, but your price may be higher or lower due to whatever circumstances, people start investing in other parts. I would be shocked if China didn't make major more investments in Brazil, say.
And as we said earlier, the Trump administration this week announced an estimated $12 billion in aid to our farmers affected by the tariff wars. How will that help?
There's sort of three different levels of it. For crops, mostly corn and soybeans, how much did a producer produce times the amount of money the USDA calculates was lost due to the tariffs, and there would be a monetary payment. On livestock and some of the fruits and nuts, there'll be an effort to try and figure out how much wasn't exported, that surplus bought up by the government to take it off the market and hopefully give it to a market that otherwise wouldn't have it, and food banks and some stuff. The third part of this thing is to try and expand markets, help find other places to send this.
Well, thank you for joining us, Dr. Jim Hilker, professor at Michigan State University's Department of Agricultural, Food, and Resource Economics.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me, and this is a very complicated issue, and a lot of the answers are yet to come.
For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.